English 900, Book 6, Take 2A, Geography and Land Features. Listen. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain? Now, repeat. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain? Intonation. Listen and repeat. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain? Verb study. Listen. 1. Be located in. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere.
Wasn't that company located in New York in 1953?
Our new cultural center will be located here.
In the 17th century, where was the capital located?
Most of the lakes are located in the north central region. 2. Travel. As you travel westward, does the land get higher?
Last year, I traveled to the Far East.
She travels from New York to Washington about once a week.
Do you like to travel?
He enjoys traveling, but I prefer to stay home.
How far did you travel last year?
3. Get. After traveling all summer, I was glad to get home.
As we travel westward, you will notice that the land is getting higher.
I don't think it really gets higher, it just seems higher.
Did you get lost in the mountains?
We got a lot of rain last year, but we haven't gotten much rain this year.
Had I gotten over my illness in time, I would have gone on the trip with you.
Had we gotten tickets earlier, we would have gone by plane. 4. Farm. Is the coastal plain good for farming?
It's good for farming, but farming isn't the most important industry around here.
If the people don't farm this land, what do they do with it?
Most of the area is used for raising cattle, but some of the people farm their land.
Now, repeat. 1. Be located in. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere.
Wasn't that company located in New York in 1953?
Our new cultural center will be located here.
In the 17th century, where was the capital located?
Most of the lakes are located in the north central region. 2. Travel. As you travel westward, does the land get higher?
Last year, I traveled to the Far East.
She travels from New York to Washington about once a week.
Do you like to travel?
He enjoys traveling, but I prefer to stay home.
How far did you travel last year?
3. Get. After traveling all summer, I was glad to get home.
As we travel westward, you will notice that the land is getting higher.
I don't think it really gets higher, it just seems higher.
Did you get lost in the mountains?
We got a lot of rain last year, but we haven't gotten much rain this year.
Had I gotten over my illness in time, I would have gone on the trip with you.
Had we gotten tickets earlier, we would have gone by plane. 4. Farm. Is the coastal plain good for farming?
It's good for farming, but farming isn't the most important industry around here.
If the people don't farm this land, what do they do with it?
Most of the area is used for raising cattle, but some of the people farm their land.
Now, Now review the base sentences from Unit 1. Listen and repeat. What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city. Now review the base sentences from Unit 2. Listen and repeat. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain?
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 6, English 900. English 900, Book 6, Tape 2B, Substitution drills. 1. Listen. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere.
Geographically, this country is located in the northern hemisphere.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Europe.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Africa.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Asia. Now, repeat. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere.
Geographically, this country is located in the northern hemisphere.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Europe.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Africa.
Geographically, this country is located on the continent of Asia. Two. Listen. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes.
It's a beautiful country with several chains of mountains.
It's a beautiful country with many large rivers.
It's a beautiful country with forests, mountains, and deserts.
It's a beautiful country with scenic mountain areas. Now, repeat. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes.
It's a beautiful country with several chains of mountains.
It's a beautiful country with many large rivers.
It's a beautiful country with forests, mountains, and deserts.
It's a beautiful country with scenic mountain areas. Three. Listen. This part of the country is very mountainous.
This part of the country is very hilly.
This part of the country is very flat.
This part of the country is very stony.
This part of the country is very heavily populated. Now, repeat. This part of the country is very mountainous.
This part of the country is very hilly.
This part of the country is very flat.
This part of the country is very stony.
This part of the country is very heavily populated. Four. Listen. The land in this region is dry and parched.
The land in this region is arid.
The land in this region is semi-arid.
The land in this region is fertile farmland.
Now, repeat. The land in this region is dry and parched.
The land in this region is arid.
The land in this region is semi-arid.
The land in this region is fertile farmland.
Five. Listen. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs.
Along the northern coast, there are many deep harbors.
Along the northern coast, there are many ports.
Along the northern coast, there are many good harbors and port cities.
Along the northern coast, there are many forests. Now, repeat. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs.
Along the northern coast, there are many deep harbors.
Along the northern coast, there are many ports.
Along the northern coast, there are many good harbors and port cities.
Along the northern coast, there are many forests. Six. Listen. There are forests here, and lumbering is important.
There are oil wells here, and petroleum is important.
There are streams here, and fishing is important. Now, repeat. There are forests here, and lumbering is important.
There are oil wells here, and petroleum is important.
There are streams here, and fishing is important. Seven. Listen. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is gorgeous near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is spectacular near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is breathtaking near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is unbelievably beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. Now, repeat. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is gorgeous near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is spectacular near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is breathtaking near the Pacific Ocean.
The scenery is unbelievably beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. Eight. Listen. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons.
This mountain range has many high peaks and swift rivers.
This mountain range has many high peaks and fertile valleys. Now, repeat. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons.
This mountain range has many high peaks and swift rivers.
This mountain range has many high peaks and fertile valleys. Nine. Listen. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it tropical?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it warm and dry?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it cold and humid?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it severe?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it moist?
Now, repeat. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it tropical?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it warm and dry?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it cold and humid?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it severe?
What kind of climate do you have? Is it moist?
10. Listen. How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains?
How far is it from the mountain range to the open plains?
How far is it from the high plateau area to the fertile farmland?
How far is it from the cool forests to the hot desert area?
How far is it from the coastline to the foothills? Now, repeat. How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains?
How far is it from the mountain range to the open plains?
How far is it from the high plateau area to the fertile farmland?
How far is it from the cool forests to the hot desert area?
How far is it from the coastline to the foothills? Listen. Is the coastal plain good for farming?
Is the coastal plain good for raising cattle?
Is the coastal plain good for growing crops?
Is the coastal plain good for oil prospecting?
Is the coastal plain good for urban development? Now, repeat. Is the coastal plain good for farming?
Is the coastal plain good for raising cattle?
Is the coastal plain good for growing crops?
Is the coastal plain good for oil prospecting?
Is the coastal plain good for urban development? 12. Listen. What's the longest river in the United States?
What's the highest mountain in the United States?
What's the coldest region in the United States?
What's the hottest area in the United States?
What's the largest industrial center in the United States? Now, repeat. What's the longest river in the United States?
What's the highest mountain in the United States?
What's the coldest region in the United States?
What's the hottest area in the United States?
What's the largest industrial center in the United States? Now, repeat the following sentences. 13. Are most of the lakes located in the north central region?
Are most of the lakes located in the northeastern region?
Are most of the lakes located in the northwestern region?
Are most of the lakes located in the south central region?
Are most of the lakes located in the southwestern region?
Are most of the lakes located in the southeastern region?
As you travel westward, does the land get higher?
As you travel eastward, does the land get drier?
As you travel northward, does the land get more fertile?
As you travel southward, does the land get less fertile?
15. The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain?
The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you suffer from the heat?
The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you live in comfort the whole year?
The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much cold weather?
The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get any snowfall at all? This is the end of tape 2B, book 6, English 900. English 900, Book 6, Tape 2C, Participation Drill. Listen. I've heard so much about Japan. Is it a beautiful country?
Not everyone thinks Japan is beautiful, but to me its beauty is breathtaking. You feel the same way about France, don't you?
Yes, I do feel the same way about France. The swift rivers, the fertile valleys, the large cities, its scenery is beautiful. Will you describe the geography of Japan?
Yes, I'll describe Japan's geography. It's made up of four large islands located off the coast of Asia. France isn't an island, is it?
Oh no, France isn't an island. It is located in the western part of the European continent, but France does have many fine harbors and port cities on its southern and western coasts. Does Japan have good harbors?
Good harbors? Yokohama is one of the most famous port cities in the world. Japan is the largest shipbuilding nation in the world. Also, there are long mountain ranges in the southern islands. France isn't very mountainous, is it?
No, France isn't very mountainous. But it does contain the Pyrenees, a large mountain range with high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate does Japan have?
The Japanese climate is warm and moist in the south, mild in the central part, and cold in the north. Except for Hokkaido, we don't get much snowfall at all. France has a mild climate, doesn't it?
Yes, the climate of France is generally mild. But northern France often has severe winters. In southern France, one can live in comfort the whole year. Is Japan good for farming?
Yes, Japan is good for farming. Rice is the main crop, but Japan is also an industrial center. Fishing is very important, too. Rice isn't grown in France, is it?
No, rice isn't grown in France. But farming, fishing, and industry are very important in France also. I'd like to get to Japan someday. Would you like to visit France?
Yes, I'd like to visit France. I'd like to travel all over the world. As you describe it, France seems to be very much like Japan. I would like to see for myself.
Now, you take the part of student B. I've heard so much about Japan. Is it a beautiful country? Yes, I do feel the same way about France. The swift rivers, the fertile valleys, the large cities, its scenery is beautiful. Will you describe the geography of Japan? Oh no, France isn't an island. It is located in the western part of the European continent. But France does have many fine harbors and port cities on its southern and western coasts. Does Japan have good harbors? No, France isn't very mountainous. But it does contain the Pyrenees, a large mountain range with high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate does Japan have? Yes, the climate of France is generally mild, but northern France often has severe winters. In southern France, one can live in comfort the whole year. Is Japan good for farming? No, rice isn't grown in France. But farming, fishing, and industry are very important in France also. I'd like to get to Japan someday. Would you like to visit France? Grammar review exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. The mountain area is scenic and the coast is too.
And so.
The mountain area is scenic and so is the coast.
And neither.
The mountain area isn't scenic, and neither is the coast.
Isn't heavily populated.
The mountain area isn't heavily populated, and neither is the coast.
But.
The mountain area isn't heavily populated, but the coast is.
And the coast isn't either.
The mountain area isn't heavily populated, and the coast isn't either.
Isn't fertile.
The mountain area isn't fertile, and the coast isn't either.
And neither.
The mountain area isn't fertile, and neither is the coast.
And so.
The mountain area is fertile, and so is the coast.
The coast is too.
The mountain area is fertile, the coast is too.
But the coast isn't.
The mountain area is fertile, but the coast isn't. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. There are streams and forests here, so lumbering is important.
Therefore.
There are streams and forests here, therefore lumbering is important.
Negative.
There aren't streams and forests here, therefore lumbering isn't important.
Fishing isn't important.
There aren't streams and forests here, therefore fishing isn't important.
Affirmative.
There are streams and forests here, therefore fishing is important.
Consequently.
There are streams and forests here, consequently fishing is important.
The scenery is beautiful.
There are streams and forests here, consequently the scenery is beautiful.
Thus.
There are streams and forests here, thus the scenery is beautiful.
As a result.
There are streams and forests here, as a result the scenery is beautiful.
The land is fertile.
There are streams and forests here, as a result the land is fertile.
So.
There are streams and forests here, so the land is fertile.
The land is not arid.
There are streams and forests here, so the land is not arid. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. The weather is very warm and we don't get much rain.
moreover.
The weather is very warm. Moreover, we don't get much rain.
The land is arid.
The weather is very warm. Moreover, the land is arid.
In addition.
The weather is very warm. In addition, the land is arid.
The land is stony.
The weather is very warm. In addition, the land is stony.
And?
The weather is very warm, and the land is stony.
We suffer from the heat.
The weather is very warm, and we suffer from the heat.
Also.
The weather is very warm. Also, we suffer from the heat.
Furthermore.
The weather is very warm. Furthermore, we suffer from the heat.
It is tropical.
The weather is very warm. Furthermore, it is tropical.
In fact.
The weather is very warm. In fact, it is tropical.
As a matter of fact.
The weather is very warm. As a matter of fact, it is tropical.
It is a hot desert area.
The weather is very warm. As a matter of fact, it is a hot desert area. Word study exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. The weather has become warm.
The warmth is pleasant after the cold winter.
The Mississippi is the longest river in the United States.
Its length is 2,560 miles.
The rain made the soil moist.
The moisture was good for the crops.
Grand Canyon is very deep.
I don't know the exact depth.
Crops grow well in the coastal plain area.
The land here is good for their growth.
The summers in Washington are exceedingly humid.
Everyone complains about the humidity.
New York City is a heavily populated area.
Its population is almost 8 million.
Detroit is the major industrial city in the state of Michigan.
Its chief industry is automobile manufacturing.
This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 6, English 900.
Now, near Brother Agu. Yeah, it was, yes. That's good. There's nothing else to me.